there is a place that is spoken about only in whispers. A dark area that spawns the beginnings of urban legends. A place where anything can happen and usually does. During the light of day, it hides just outside of view. But when the sun goes down, spirits, creatures of the night, roam free. And things do go bump in the night. It is in every state and every country, and there is no escaping it, no matter how safe you feel behind your locked doors and latched windows. So we invite you to turn down the lights and turn up your radio while we join Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis, your hosts, on a journey into the darkness on the edge of town.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us again on the new Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show with our new extended two-hour format. That's again thanks to all the listeners out there that demanded it. The outcry was huge.
Well, all right, actually, people got through, and we actually managed to get her to 2 hours.
That's correct. Tonight we have from TV's Ghost Hunters, Keith Johnson. Johnson?
Johnson!
Suddenly I've got a... Keith Johnson will be joining us on the show live. TV's Ghost Hunters, Keith Johnson. He's a paranormal investigator and demonologist. Keith will be here to answer your phone calls and your emails. Now, I do have to remind you, now that the show has started, we cannot accept your emails. So I'm sorry if we didn't get it before the show. You're SOL.
The web address, if you want to send a question, www.youreoutofluck.com.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, we also have Tiffany Johnson will be dropping in, and she's a psychic intuitive, a certified hypnotherapist, a Reiki master, and a host of her own metaphysical podcast called The New Age Today. But first, we have a very special little girl with us. Her story and goals really kind of touched my heart, and Tim and I had a chance to hear a little bit about her story today at a expo that we were in attendance to. And we're going to take a few minutes of your time to have Brittany come on the air with us and share her story. Brittany, are you there?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show with us tonight.
Okay.
Can you tell us a little bit about what are you doing, Brittany? What's the special thing that you're working on right now?
Well, I'm helping cancer because my grandpa had cancer, and so I wanted to do something about it. Because most people, they go to cancer and then they need medicine, and then some can't pay for it, and insurance can't either, so
okay.
I'm raising money, and about every $100 I go and bring it to Parker Hughes, and they take it and they can give it to people who can't pay for the medicine.
Great, that's fantastic. Now, you got this idea because your grandfather's sick?
Yeah.
Okay, and you saw that older people and some people needed help with the paying of these bills.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. You know what, Brittany, that's really great that you're able to do that. And when Tim and I heard your story today when we were at the expo, your mom filled us in and she said you were sick and couldn't make it to the expo today. Tim and I handed out your flyers to as many people as we could to help spread your story. And when your mom told us about it, we thought it's a really nice, noble cause. Tim lost his grandfather of cancer about 3 years ago, was it, Tim?
Yep.
And I lost my grandfather 15 years ago to cancer. So it really did touch our hearts and made an impact. So, Brittany, can you tell people what they can do if they would like to make a donation to help people who cannot afford medical treatment for cancer? What can they do to help you?
Well, you could make your payable to Parker Hughes and mail it to P.O. Box 2, Cedar Creek, Minnesota 55011.
Okay, so that's P.O. Box 2?
Mm-hmm.
Cedar Creek, Minnesota?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then what was the zip code again?
Zip code? Minnesota
55011. 55011. And you make the checks payable to Parker Hughes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's a medical center, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Well, great. Brittany, you keep up the great work. We're going to do everything we can for you on our show to make sure that we keep you in the news and let people know what you're doing and the great job you're doing. And I know that as a survivor of a surviving relative of somebody that passed away from cancer, it really means a lot to me that somebody is thinking about doing this and helping out people that need help raising money to help pay for these things.
Okay.
And you're such a special little lady, Brittany. We really do appreciate you doing this. You're doing stuff that most adults wouldn't even think to put time aside to do, and but we can't tell you how much we thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart. Have a good night. And for those of you that are interested in making a donation to Parker Hughes and helping Brittany with her goal of raising money for people that have cancer and can't afford the medicines and the treatment that they need, we will be putting up a link on our website with the address that you can send donations to.
And just to let people know who are listening out of state, Parker Hughes Medical Center is a center that specializes in cancer treatment. It was started by one of the physicians over at the University of Minnesota who specialized in oncology and cancer treatment. And he's continued his work over there. And the Parker Hughes Center is actually named after this doctor's first patient who he had an affinity for. And he's just a little boy who was suffering from leukemia. Unfortunately, Parker Hughes did pass away a few years after this doctor began treatment.
All right. Well, we do thank you, Brittany, for sharing your story with us and for allowing us to bring you on the radio to hopefully facilitate and get people that are interested in helping out to do so. And again, we'll have a link on our website and an email address if you'd like to send in donations. Right now on the line with us, we have Tiffany Johnson. And again, as I mentioned, she's a psychic, an intuitive, a certified hypnotherapist, a Reiki master, host of her own game show on the Game Show Network, ex-Playboy Centerfold, hey! Reverend. What else do you do?
Oh, man.
All right, I'm just kidding. She didn't have her own game show.
Well, right. don't give your listeners just a false sense of confidence there about that my intellect true. By me, any means. But no, good evening, guys.
Well, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me.
Today we were at an expo, and you know what? I apologize. My mind is blank because there was one that was very similarly named last week. Mm-hmm. What was it? This one was the Mind, Body, Life.
Mind, Body, Life.
Expo in
week.
Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And it's a great... holistic healing place and place for metaphysical change and help. And Tim and I had a booth there for our radio show to let people know about it and make it aware.
Right.
And we had the distinct privilege to meet Tiffany.
Where I accosted you and
yes.
made you come on my show.
Yes. Well, you feel free to accost Tim and I at any time.
Dave actually doesn't mind that, and we'll pay people to accost him at random.
I have. What reason we wanted to have her on is because, as we've mentioned on the show in the past, we are all about promoting other people that have shows about the metaphysical and paranormal,
mm-hmm.
and you have your own show, is that correct?
I do. I have my own show that I host. It's a podcast.
Okay, well, thank you and good evening. Now let's move on.
And good night, everybody.
And we'll see you later.
That's right.
Yeah, it's called New Age Today. And I'm fortunate enough to be the host, and that is why I literally pulled you out of your booth and said, can I interview you? Never meeting you before in my life.
Well,
and then, of course, gave you a hard enough time, you know, mentioning that I hadn't been on your show.
Yeah,
and voila, here I am tonight.
Well, if it weren't for the pictures you had of me dressed in that weird maid's outfit, I wouldn't be on the note.
You know, no. It's the braids that do you in. You know.
With your show, what exactly do you cover?
You know, I cover a lot of different things. It really varies. You know, we do topic-type segments where we talk about psychism as a whole, how information comes in. We'll talk about hypnosis. We'll talk about Reiki. But I also do interviews, like... with you, Mr. David.
Great. As a matter of fact, she did an interview with
yeah,
me. And if you
yeah.
have an interest in tuning into that podcast and hearing my voice yet again.
Yes, if you haven't gotten enough.
You can go to, is it Prime?
It's podcast. primepodcast.com.
Okay.
And again, yeah.
And then how do they find your show there?
You know, right on the homepage, it should be up. Well, you know, Mike, my radio guru, producer, engineer, do everything guy, promised that it was going to be up. Today.
Okay.
But it's,
so
really,
check it tomorrow,
it's a really
new
show. So tomorrow I'm hoping that things are up and I'll be right on the homepage and podcasters, listeners, whatever we've decided to call them can just click on my show and subscribe. They can listen to individual shows just like your deal. I mean, they can listen to archive shows, what have you. So it's kind of a neat new forum that I know that you guys are expanding off into as well.
That's right. Now, you also have a co-host similar to my co-host.
I do. I have the lovely Skye Fiedler, and she, you know, as much as I'm a dork, she gives real integrity.
Yes.
To the
show.
Credibility.
Sure.
Those types of things. You know, I think I told you this. I ask the standard fodder, especially when we're doing interviews, and she comes through with the poignancy and the clarity. And so, yeah, she's great. And she and I.
Can I get her phone number? My co-host is kind of goofy.
What?
Pardon?
Huh? What was that? Who was that?
Exactly.
she has a real different perspective, and it, you know, it really doesn't have anything to do, you know, with any age thing, or certainly not a gender, because, you know, we are both the chicks. But it's nice to have a counter perspective on things, and so she gives that to the show.
Great. Now, you mentioned that you're psychic and intuitive.
Yeah.
What's the difference between the two? What does that mean?
You know, intuitive kind of comes from within. Psychic comes from external. So that's the easiest way I can explain it. Intuitive is...
That gut feeling?
That gut feeling, yeah. It's like I said, it's within. External is having knowledge that, like I said, that comes from beyond your own logic, beyond your own reason, beyond your own gut. Just this real abrupt knowing, and I should maybe say abrupt. That sounds a little bit violent, but that's essentially what it is, and that's the difference. And so they're it's pretty distinct.
Okay. And now you're a Reiki master.
I do that too. Yeah.
Reiki. Explain to us what Reiki is. I still don't really have an understanding.
You don't have
of Reiki.
A clue, do you?
Well, in so many things.
Oh, stop. Reiki is a healing modality, and it's an energy work, and I could get into it and babble on forever, but God knows you don't want me to do that. But it's really kind of a healing touch type of a thing. It's non-invasive. It works with a person's energy where you actually channel healing energy to the person that's receiving it, and it's lovely, really. It's when you have a Reiki treatment, it's warm and it's sometimes tingly. Don't go naughty here with me.
I won't.
I knew Tim was gonna jump on that.
Yes.
So that's just another facet of my practice as well.
Okay, so that's now. Is it similar to like the religious version of laying of hands?
Like
is
hands
that what
on,
you're doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sure.
nice way to just patronize me.
Well,
oh, sure,
it's
Dave.
Late. You know, I'm sorry. No. You know, it can be. You can. What's neat about Reiki is you don't have to lay your hands on people. You can actually hold your hands above the person, and you can do distance healings. Reiki involves certain symbols, and what you learn through taking classes and becoming a practitioner is how to kind of project those symbols to where they need to go to provide that healing.
So you could do a healing for Tim and I from your location while we're here?
I could.
Because we need you to focus that during the show. We need a lot of healing. Now, what kind of healing are you doing? Are you just replenishing energy? Are you taking away the horrible childhood memories of Tim and the strange weekends he spent at the cabin with Uncle Mike?
Or I was fond of those weekends.
Yes.
I don't think any healing needs to be around those. You know, it's all different
so
things. It's all different things to all different people. Honest to God, sincerely, it's one of my favorite stories. I worked with a kickboxer / piercer, swear to God, and he came in and he had hyperextended his elbow, and so he comes in and he's like, "Can you do that crap that you do? I don't necessarily believe in it, but maybe it'll help. And because I need to train as soon as possible. He had a bout coming up, and so I worked in him. And what Reiki does is it causes a healing crisis. And so I worked in him, and he came back in, you know, about a half an hour later. Just busted through. What the hell did you do to me? And his elbow had swollen up to like the size of a grapefruit. But the long story short,
doesn't sound like you did much good.
No,
here.
Hear me out though.
Okay.
It totally caused a healing crisis. And 2 days later, he was able to train again, full strength. And so now, if you've ever hyperextended anything, whether it be a shoulder, an elbow, you know, your pinky finger, your knee, whatever.
Sure.
You know, that does not recuper. So that's a really cool thing. I mean, and honest to God, I've seen cars started with Reiki. I've seen masses, like, and I don't diagnose, I'm not a doctor, but I've seen actually masses like that are within the body where somebody has worked on them and taken them entirely down and dissipated them. I've seen some pretty miraculous things with Reiki and
So do you have people, cancer patients and people like that will come to you that you can do this for?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, I would never, ever say, you know, walk away from your...
conventional medical...
Yeah, reference. Treating physician. Never. This is, you know, obviously, duh, you know, let's work everything all together. You know, let's do all we can. But yeah, that's absolutely something that you can do. And I've certainly worked with, you know, people with cancer. I've worked with terminally ill people. But in the same token, you can do things like you can work with anxiety. You can work with phobia stuff with Reiki to kind of remove that. And
all right, I'm terrified of snakes. I mean, unbelievably, uncontrollably wet my pants terrified of snakes. Is that something you can fix with Reiki?
You know, everybody's different. I never make any guarantees because, how your body absorbs the energy is kind of up to you and what you're open to. So, but it's something that I've certainly addressed. I've done that, and it's unbelievable. And I've seen people go through this catharsis, and then all of a sudden, they're not afraid of flying anymore, and it's unbelievable.
I was afraid of snakes.
I know, but I'm just, you know, being...
I'm afraid of flying with snakes, which is a new movie coming out, Snakes in an Airplane.
.com.
No, it really is. There's a creepy movie coming out like that. Now, you're also a hypnotherapist, too. Do you do past life regression?
I do. I do past life regressions.
Do you find that phobias like this sometimes have to do with that, or is that just a...
Absolutely.
A falseness?
Absolutely.
I might have been killed by a giant... Python in the
flight.
Yes.
You know, I would, and here's the thing. I mean, you don't have to believe in, I mean, some people, you know, don't embrace the idea of reincarnation. That's totally fine. But what I would say is this, is that if your mind is pulling that information, it's pulling that information and creating that scenario for a damn good reason. And so if
let's watch language later. This is a family show.
Hey. I'm sorry.
I know.
You just followed an 8-year-old, Tiffany.
I know.
<What's going?
laughs> And she was so compelling. And I was nervous, like, to follow Brittany because she was, like, the sweetest
little
thing.
That's okay. Christina Aguilera felt the same way.
She couldn't handle the pressure either.
Man.
So you do the hypnotherapy. You do the psychic intuitive.
Yeah.
You do the Reiki. And how can people get in touch with you for help?
You know, there's a couple different ways. You know, probably easiest is just go to my website, which is Readings by Tiffany.
And how do you spell Tiffany? So that
Tiffany, like the jewelry store. Readings by Tiffany.
Expensive?
I'm going to spell it.
I know.
Stop it now. It's Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y.
Okay.
.com. For the podcast, again, it's primepodcast.com. Weekly show. Check it out.
And remember, that's Readings by Tiffany, not just Tiffany.com. So
right.
Readings by Tiffany.com.
Readings, plural, by Tiffany.com.
And check out her show.
Absolutely.
And that's every week? Are you a...
It is.
Once a week? Twice a week?
Once a week. It's
three times a lady?
Once a week. Four times a month. That's what we're hoping for.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to share? Anything else to promote that you have coming up? Did you write a book?
I did write a book.
And what was that book about?
That book is about, you know what?
Fishing.
That's so funny that you bring that up. My husband's a huge fisherman. See, you're being psychic now. No, I wrote a book. I had so many clients asking me, you know, what's a good book to start with, and I didn't have a good answer. And so as Ed Harris from WCCO here locally in the Twin Cities coined it, he said, this is the Cliff Notes version of metaphysical topics. It's quick. It's brief. I covered several different topics from, you know, from angels to psychic development. Has a foreword by Echo Bodine. A lot of people know her. She's my dear, dear friend. She did me a solid and took care of me. And so I was fortunate enough to publish that the fall of 2004.
Well, great. And what's the name of the book now?
Again, it's Seeds of Thought.
Seeds of Thought.
Seeds
and can
of
they
thought.
Can they get that by going to your website?
They can get it by going to my website. They can go to Amazon.com as well.
Okay. And it's Tiffany Johnson is the author of that book.
That's me.
So you can look her up on Amazon.com. Is it possible, Tiffany, maybe we can get an autographed copy of the book to give away on the show?
I will send you more than one. I'd love to.
Well, why don't we do this then? We'll have people that might have an interest. Tim, go ahead and give our number. If you'd like a copy of Tiffany's book, you can give us a call. The first two callers will get an autographed copy of Tiffany's book.
The number is 612-375-1400.
Again, that's 612-
375-1400.
So, Tiffany, we thank you very much. Remember, everybody, tune into her show, which is called New Age Today. And what day does that usually post to the web?
Wednesdays.
All right, so you can check it out. As a matter of fact, most of the time, our show from tonight will be reposted on our website on Wednesday, so they can check out both shows at that same time. You can go to primepodcast.com to hear her show, which is New Age Today.
Which you will be on.
Well, yes, that's right. So if you tune in probably by tomorrow, you said it should be...
I'm hoping so. That's what I've been told, but I have no control over it whatsoever, much like many things in my... life.
Great. And again, readings by
tiffany.com
for any help with healing, hypnotherapy, psychic help, anything along those lines.
You name it.
Great. And hopefully we can have you back on here in the future. We'll talk a little bit more about your book and maybe have you do some readings and some healings for us in the studio.
I would live for it. Thank you guys so much for having me on.
Great. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now, before we head off, there were a couple of news stories we did want to mention tonight as well. Breaking news. I guess for those of you following the crazy story going on in Minnesota with the possible vampire governor. He was the candidate. He was running for governor. His name is Jonathan Stryker.
Sharky.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Jonathan Stryker is a vampire from the movie, isn't he?
What,
Jonathan
action
Sharky.
Star, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jonathan Sharky is a vampire, self-proclaimed vampire, and he's running for governor in Minnesota. Then shortly after he came out and announced that, he was arrested for outstanding warrants.
In Indiana.
In Indiana, because he's an ex-wrestler. Right? Isn't
it? Well, that's not why they issued the warrant.
But, it should be.
But he had outstanding warrants in Indiana. They came and took him into custody. That was the last I had heard of it. But then there was a news story tonight on a local TV station that says that Jonathan Sharky tried to fake his own death.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Getting kookier by the day, huh? Do you think he's got a big chance of winning, though?
I think if he uses the
life after death,
the old Mayor Daley Chicago campaign deal, he might actually win enough votes that way. But actually, Jonathan Sharky, not after he applied for to run for Minnesota governor, he also applied to run as president of the United States.
Wow. Two jobs at once?
Yeah. Well, you know. Up
one isn't paying enough, I guess.
If one falls through, you always got the other ones.
Being a vampire doesn't pay what it used to. Is that the deal?
No, not at all.
The other news story I'd like to cover, and this is unbelievable news. Tim doesn't even know about this yet. This was announced in Northern California on February 28th of 2006. So it was just a couple weeks ago here. Jenna Cage, she's 30. She was looking up an Office Depot rebate receipt when she discovered the ghostly image of the king strangely manifested on the receipt itself. Jenna recounts the eerie circumstances leading to the discovery of the Elvis ghost. Last month, shortly after Christmas, she purchased two laptops from Office Depot, Tim. There was a mail-in rebate offer, which she immediately sent in after her purchase. She hadn't received the rebate check, so she took out the copies of the rebate paperwork with intentions to call Office Depot so they could look it up.
Mm-hmm.
As she opened the folder to retrieve the original receipt, she almost fell out of her chair. On the receipt, right on top, was an eerie yet unmistakably ghostly image of none other than the king himself, Elvis Presley, or Evlis, as I like to call him, Elvis Presley. The ghostly image contains very clear outlines of Elvis's eyes, lips, and hair. I got to tell you, they have a picture of this thing on the site.
Yep.
It looks like him.
Really?
It's weird.
You know what they say about rebates?
What's that?
It's now or never. Thank
Lord.
You.
So, if you have an interest, the receipt is dated January 12, 2006. Coincidentally, that marks exactly 33 years, the age of Jesus when he died, Tim, to the date of Elvis's alternate Aloha concert. Is that not uncanny? I guess it is not.
Or magically delicious.
Yes. One of the other. Exactly. You can actually go on eBay and look this item up. They're selling it right now. It's item number 56714-93518. Again, that's item 56714-93518. So if you're really getting an urge to be the total Elvis collector, you can go online and see the ghost of Elvis.
Emmis.
The image of Emmis is on the rebate coupon.
I'm personally holding out for the Jimi Hendrix receipt from Taco Bell.
I've got that.
Do you?
Yes, Yo Caro.
How much?
Jimi Hendrix.
I got a fiver on me.
That's good enough. We'll be putting it on. We're going to come back right after this, and we'll have with us from the TV show Ghost Hunters on Sci-Fi Channel, the resident demonologist and paranormal investigator, Keith Johnson. He'll be here to answer your questions and more.
We thought El Chupacabra meant the cup of coffee in Spanish.
Mi amo Eduardo Especial. ¿Cómo está el yay?
What you talking about, Willis?
Shows you what we know. Stay tuned. There's more to come from the darkness on the edge of town.
This is Dave Schrader from the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. Each week, we delve into the web of the unknown and deal with a lot of scary subjects. But nothing makes my blood run colder or scares me more than dealing with technology. That's why we turned to the experts when we wanted our website for the show set up and maintained. In the studio with me is Don Raleigh, owner of Evolve Systems. Don and his exceptional staff were easy to work with and made setting up our site a breeze. Don, what is it that sets you apart from other web developers?
Well, Dave, we make your business visions come to life by creating, maintaining, and hosting all of your internet needs. We do this by listening to our clients. We offer programs and price plans to fit any budget. And Dave, I mean any budget. Call us at 651-628-4000 and put us to work for you.
Call Don at Evolve Systems, 651-628-4000. I did, and I couldn't be happier with the results.
That's because we take the ugh out of technology, Dave. Call us today at 651-628-4000 or visit us on the web at www.evolve-systems.com. Serving the entire United States. That's Evolve Systems. Helping you to manage change. Cheers.
Jeff Rusterholz with Edina Realty understands that the housing market is changing, and he's prepared to work with you to put together an aggressive plan to ready your home and help you sell quickly. It's Jeff's goal as your full-service real estate agent specializing in the Twin Cities to provide you a superior service at all times. His local expertise and extensive real estate experience will benefit you whether you're serious about buying or selling a home. By taking time to really listen to your needs and desires, Jeff Rusterholz with Edina Realty will help you find the home of your dreams. And if you're selling a home, his real estate expertise and many effective marketing programs will give you the exposure and edge you need to sell your home quickly and for top dollar. Jeff prides himself on providing unparalleled service, and he looks forward to developing a long-term relationship with you. Visit him online at movewithjeff.com for more details or call 651-690-8479 to get started on securing your future. That number again, 651-690-8479.
Would you like to contact a loved one who has crossed over to the other side? Do you worry about your own health issues or those of a loved one? Are you curious about your relationships and your career? If any of these questions have crossed your mind recently, then this is an experience that you cannot miss. Come join me, Jessalyn Devereaux, on Saturday, April 1st, as I host the Meet the Psychics, Meet the Healers Day at the Minneapolis Learning Annex. Just go online today to www.professionalangel.com to register and find out more. Renew yourself with this day that's sure to inspire miracles and change your life. The day is filled with psychic readings, seminars, and spiritual healing sessions. Plus, everyone who attends will receive a free, complimentary mini-reading. So go online today to www.professionalangel.com or call 651-208-6452. That's 651-208-6452.
If you read Taps Paramag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Jonathan the Impaler Sharkey is a self-proclaimed vampire who wants to be the next governor of Minnesota. He's quite serious about it, actually. The Impaler joins us live tonight from Minneapolis. Mr. Sharkey, thanks a lot for coming on.
Tucker, please call me Jonathan. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing okay. I like to call you the Impaler. So you're a vampire. Well, whose blood do you feed on, and how do you do that, and why?
I do not feed on men. I'm sorry. I just can't imagine myself wrapping my teeth around a man. However, I would love to get a hold of Bin Laden and impale him.
Well, wouldn't you make a frisky governor? Don't forget to vote in November. And welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town.
Good evening and welcome back to the Darkness on the Edge of Town Radio Show. This is our new expanded two-hour format. We are monitoring the website, and we've heard that some people are having trouble streaming this evening's show. So we do have our web guy working on that for you, so hopefully things will clear up as we're going. We will have the show on the website for you by Wednesday at the latest, so that if you are having trouble, you can listen to it again in complete fashion by Wednesday. I want to thank, too, Daniel A. Davidson, who sent us in that great little news story about Elvis. If you have any cool paranormal news, anything silly and fun or really creepy and spooky that you'd like to share with us, feel free to email it in to us at dave@darknessradio.com. That's dave@darknessradio.com. Just put in the reference line that it's paranormal news, and we'll make sure to try to mention it on an upcoming show. Right now, though, the guy that you've all been waiting to hear, ladies and gentlemen, with us from the Ghost Hunters television show, a paranormal investigator and their resident demonologist, we've got Keith Johnson. Keith, thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here. Good evening.
I'm so pleased you're able to join us. I know we had a chance to do a live chat a couple months back on the internet.
Yes, we did.
And you were a phenomenal guest. Everybody loved talking to you and having you on there. And as soon as we got the radio show, everybody started asking me when we were going to have you on, because they don't see enough of you on the TV show. They were hoping to hear more from you here.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, I'm glad you could join us. Now, Keith, can you tell us a little bit about, now you have your own paranormal group.
Yes, I do.
Aside from being with TAPS, correct? Mm-hmm. And what's the name of your group?
New England Anomalies Research.
Okay.
And based what in do New you... England, obviously.
Exactly. Better than being New England Anomaly Research in Minnesota. It just doesn't go
right.
over as well. Now, what, are you guys do a full investigation similar to TAPS version? Or
Yes. Okay. Yes, very, very similar. In fact, very much the same.
So for people,
it's just that it's not a TV show.
So. Okay. So for people listening in the New England area that need your help, how can they contact you?
They can contact our website at www.nearsfive.com. That's NEAR.S5.com.
Okay. And aside from doing that, you also have your own paranormal radio show that you do. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
That's on WCAN. And we do that weekly. That's on a show called Phenomenon. And
people can hear it on the internet, correct?
Yes, that is an internet show. Yes.
And they can go to your website that you just gave us and be able to tune in?
Yes, go to our website and go to the link section and click on for that.
Okay, and what night is your show on?
It's on Thursday evenings from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m.
7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And you cover just a wide variety. Are you there to answer questions yourself, or do you host guests in as well?
Well, sometimes we have guests, but usually we pick a topic, or a topic's given, and we go with that, and before we know it, the hour's up.
Yeah, I know.
we
just had that situation happen. This is our first two-hour show, so we'd like to welcome you to that, and thank you for being our first guinea pig to go over an hour of being a guest here.
Sure, I'm sure we'll fill it in. Sorry.
Yeah, definitely. We've got some great questions that have been sent in to us from a lot of the listeners and a lot of the people you'll probably recognize from the TAPS boards as well.
Okay.
First one we have is from Ginger Faith, Ginger Overstreet. She wants to know, what made you decide to get into the field of paranormal research and demonology?
What made me decide to get into it was the fact that I grew up in a haunted house. Now, when I say it was a haunted house, I don't mean it was the Amityville Horror and we had to leave, but every once in a while growing up, something inexplicable would happen, enough to pique our interest. And my brother Carl and I, being identical twins, often shared the same experiences. And we said, there's something else to this than meets the eye, so something's going on here. There's got to be some force making this happen behind this. And we weren't satisfied with just ghosts, so we had to go beyond that.
So were you a paranormal investigator first and then got into demonology, or did you become a demonologist and learn about that and then become a paranormal investigator?
Well, I would say it was like probably one step at a time. I became, I guess, a paranormal researcher, my brother and I, because we researched everything we could. We read every book we could and experimented and kind of like investigated on our own. But you have to remember, that was quite a while ago. You know, back in the 70s and the 60s, there was no internet available to people, and there weren't paranormal groups per se as we know them today, because the field has expanded so much now. So much has happened in the past few decades, but things were very different back then. So we did it pretty much by trial and error in the beginning, And as time went on, we got more and more interest in the demonology aspect.
Now, can you explain to us, Donna from Burlington, Iowa asks, what exactly is a demonologist?
A demonologist is someone who studies demons and studies their nature and their history, their activities, and learns to deal with them, to cope with them, and hopefully assist others with the understanding and protection from these malignant forces. Now, a lot of people have asked me, how do you become a demonologist? Where do you go to school for that? Well, I want to let everybody know I do not have a big degree on my wall that says I'm a PhD in demonology, because it's not really something you take classes. I mean, you can take classes, but you don't get a degree. It's not college certified. The Vatican does give courses in it now, but to specified priests who are going into the field.
But can I ask you?
It was just trial and error.
Now, can I ask you, with study of demonology and learning how to handle demons and things, now, as we go through history, I mean, there were people that were able to relate the stories from the Bible or relate stories of Alexander the Great or Christopher Columbus. Who related the stories of demons? Who categorized? How do we know this isn't just some goof that was hopped up on, his own version of meth back in whatever years it was, just seeing this stuff and writing it on paper? I mean, you know, what do you know what I'm getting at? I mean, how did they format this? What were the books written that led them to this? Who is the knowledgeable source to go to?
Demonology goes back many, many eons. It goes back quite a few thousand years. It's as far as history as we know it, and I'm sure beyond that. There are many, many tales, many stories in mythology from different cultures. What we try to do is get variables, compare one culture or ancient mythology to the other, and try to look for similarities. And, of course, the term demons or demonology came from ancient Greeks, and that's when they described shades and different spirits, which were known as demons, and they weren't necessarily all bad or all good. Demon was simply a wise spirit, a knowledgeable spirit. But throughout the years, you try to look for variables in different cultures and see what's similar, what could be truth, you know, what does this culture say which never had contact with this other ancient culture, and what's similar? For example, ancient Greek mythology sometimes coincides with, say Judeo-Christian. You can actually find similarities there. And
almost like the story of Noah's Ark, how they've
very,
been able to trace
very
it.
Very, very similar. In fact, I was thinking that it's very similar to that, yes.
Right, because I don't know if some people aren't familiar with this. Just about every different religion has their own version of the flood story.
Yes.
And Noah's Ark.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
great, so global flood, yes.
Right, so it's just kind of comparing notes and finding these same things. Now, are there categories of demons? I mean, I know there are. That's a stupid question. But, I mean, are there, you know, is there a boss? Is there a Tony Soprano demon? Is there, you know, kind of breaking it down kind of deal? Or how does that work out?
There does seem to be a whole category, a whole hierarchy of demons. Very, very high up, powerful ones, all the way down to the low foot soldiers, as you might say.
And are the foot soldiers kind of the inhuman entities?
Yes.
Or are they actually demons?
Well, a demon is an inhuman entity, basically.
Okay.
It's considered to be an entity that was never in human form, at least as we know it. Now, the hierarchy of demons, there is... Let me try to compare this to a military. There are the generals. There is, of course, the commander-in-chief, then there are the generals, there are the sergeants, there are the corporals, and the foot soldiers are basically the lowest ones on the totem pole, so to speak.
Now, are the foot soldiers the guys that do most of the possessions and the hauntings, or is it the higher-ups, or does it just kind of depend?
The higher-ups rarely become involved in possession. They may orchestrate it, but they do not possess the people themselves. When you get very, very high up in the demonology hierarchy, it's the lowest ones, the so-called foot soldiers, that do the pranks, that do the horrible things, the manifestations that you hear about, like the blasphemous writing on the wall, the destruction of property, the oppression of people, the actual possession once the will is broken down. These are the low entities, the more bestial ones.
Now, are there any real cases, Keith, that you're familiar with where... the big guy himself, Satan, actually possessed somebody? Or is it always just some lackey or a lesser demon claiming to be Satan?
Very rarely will Satan himself become involved in possession. There are only two examples in the Bible where Satan becomes involved in possession. The first is when he possessed Judas Iscariot, when Judas Iscariot was about to betray Christ. And the second one is in the future when he possesses the individual who will be known as the Antichrist, the beast of Revelation. Other than that, there's no example in the Bible of Satan actually possessing someone himself. There have been indications that Satan has been present at certain possessions. Now, you have to remember, a lot of demons, because demons by nature are lying spirits,
mm-hmm.
and there have been demons that will, well, like in the movie The Exorcist, the demon in that first brags that it is the devil himself, and then later on turns out to be a demon. Whereas many demons will say they are the devil. In fact, I have an example of somebody saying that they are the devil. Remember in the case, the episode that was never aired?
Right, and we're going to get into that a little bit later.
Yes, yeah, that was an example of that where an entity claimed to actually be the devil. But they have a right to say that because it doesn't necessarily mean that they are Satan himself. What it means is they are of the devil's kingdom or the satanic kingdom.
Great. Well, with that in mind, we're going to be right back with Keith Johnson. He's a demonologist and paranormal investigator. You've seen him on the TV show Ghost Hunters. He has his own investigative group in New England, and we're going to have him back. He's going to explain more to us about demonology, possession, and, as we just alluded to, Keith's going to tell us the untold story behind the episode that did not air in season one. We'll be right back after this.
Are UFOs real? Does Bigfoot exist? Was Emily Rose really possessed? Who is the next American Idol?
She bangs! She bangs! Oh, baby, when she moves, she moves.
Thank
I'm
you.
Wasted by the way
Thank
she...
you.
We try to answer these questions and more each week on The Darkness on the Edge of Town.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Try Minnesota Mortgage was founded on one simple principle, to be your complete mortgage resource. Keith Troutman and the experts at Try Minnesota Mortgage will assist you with all your needs. They've built a reputation for client satisfaction and are devoted to making the mortgage process as easy as possible. You get to work with a broker that understands your needs. Finding the right loan is only the beginning. Try Minnesota Mortgage will assist you every step of the way to ensure smooth sailing with personal one-on-one help. I'm Dave Schrader, the host of Darkness on the Edge of Town. When I bought my new home, I turned to Keith Troutman to help me. He made what could have been a very stressful time easy and painless. He was considerate and realizes that this is more than just a job to him. It's the future for you. I recommend them to my friends, and I'm happy to recommend them to you. To take the first step to a financially free tomorrow, call 952-223-5000 or visit them on the web at cruiseatclose.com. For a fresh start, no matter what your current situation, call Keith at Tri Minnesota Mortgage. That's 952-223-5000. As Keith says, it's your money. Keep more of it. That's Tri Minnesota Mortgage, 952-223-5000.
2006 is here, and for many of you, another year has passed without treating you and your loved ones to a much-needed getaway. Rocky Shores Resort has just what you're looking for. Join owners Jerry and Kim Pip at their family-themed resort that offers a heated outdoor swimming pool, volleyball court, playground, spacious lodge with games and activities for the whole family and more. With 6, 2, and 3-bedroom cabins that are affordable, comfortable, and fully furnished, and 12 seasonal RV sites, Rocky Shores Rivers Resorts is perfect for a private escape or for a family reunion. The resorts are located on the east shores of Bowstring Lake in the heart of the Chippewa National Forest. Here you can relax and enjoy nature in the Great North Woods, experience dozens of area attractions, and get hooked on some of the best northern perch, panfish, bass, and walleye fishing in northern Minnesota. Call 1-866-878-0101 to book reservations or check out their website at rockyshoresresort.com for more information. This year, don't ignore the call of the wild. Embrace it and enjoy yourselves. That number again is 1-866-878-0101. Rocky Shores Resort is open year-round. Call today.
If you read Taps in our bag every month, you'll be able to tell the difference between the absurd.
Could not go to work because Bigfoot stole my car.
And the creepy. Taps Paramag takes you where few would ever go on purpose. From exclusive interviews with the cast of The Ghost Hunters to the latest trends in technology in the field of the paranormal. To join our journey, order at tapsparamag.com.
Each of you youngins take a gun, a beer, and some smoke.
Throttle circuit breakers in. We have separation. Inboard and outboard are on. We're coming forward with the side stick. Looks good. I've got a blowout. Neighbor 3. Get your pitch to 0. Pitch is out. I can't hold altitude. Direction alpha mode is off. Trip selected. Emergency. Flight calm. I can't hold it. She's breaking up. She's breaking.
Dave.
You bastard!
Dave Schrader, paranormal host.
A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic
paranormal host. Dave Schrader
will be that man. Better than he was before.
What is it that makes you set shoot?
Better, stronger, faster.
Run, Lord!
Welcome back to the darkness on the edge of town with Dave Schrader and Tim Dennis.
Good evening and welcome back to the show this evening. This is our first live two-hour show that we have going on. With us is a very special guest from the TV show Ghost Hunters. From his own paranormal investigative background and as a demonologist, Keith Johnson is here to share some great insights with us on paranormal investigations, on demonology, possessions. He's here to take your calls, answer your calls, and quals?
Quals.
Gonna have a little coffee talk with Keith. We're opening up the phone lines. If you do have questions, you can give a call in to Keith at 612-375-1400. Again, that number is 612-375-1400. Keith, before we went to the break, we were talking about your investigations in demonology. Donna from Burlington was wrapping up with her questions. She wanted to know, what's your primary goal when you go into an involving, you know, to get involved in a case?
My primary goal is to hopefully find proof that you can share with others for educational purposes, to show that these things do exist, and hopefully to help people who are dealing with a situation that they feel overwhelmed by and they feel they have nowhere else to turn, because we do see that quite often. That's what we're hoping for.
Okay. We have another question from one of the listeners here, and I guess somebody you're probably familiar with. She goes by the name Sparrow on the boards. Her name is
Pat Chris. Yes, very familiar. Yes.
Yeah, and she says, hopes to see you again soon. Mm-hmm. Her husband wants to go with her to one of the upcoming Ghost Hunting 101 classes, which I do want to mention. You do offer a ghost hunting class for people in your area, is that correct?
Yes, we do, through the Learning Connection.
Okay. Is there also an online course that you give on ghost hunting?
Not currently. We're hoping to do that sometime in the future. But now, of course, you know, we have the commitment with the Learning Connection.
Sure.
But sometime in the future, yes, we're shooting for that sometime.
Okay, and we'll cover that a little bit later. Maybe you can give us a couple tips for people that are just getting involved. I know since the show came out and
Sure. All
the paranormal uprisings going, there's a lot of people looking to get involved in the paranormal investigations.
Mm-hmm.
Her question to you is that since you're a former member of the ordained clergy, why do you think that there are so many churches, priests, and ministers who refuse to acknowledge the possibility that the paranormal or the demonic exists? And she also says that it would seem that if one believes in the existence of the soul, that one would also be at least open to the idea of souls in distress.
Well, the clergy, they're not trained. Not every member of the clergy is trained in this aspect of the ministry, unfortunately. It's not taught at seminary because I have a friend who's just graduated from seminary, and she is a young pastor, and I've been coaching her in the aspects of demonology and the deliverance ministry, and she was never taught this before I began speaking to her about it. So I think it's kind of been brushed under the table because people fear the controversy of it. It's sort of, they feel it's an embarrassment, and of course a lot of people are downright afraid, and I don't blame them because it can get very scary, it can get very hairy. Souls in distress, yeah, there's the ministry does deal with souls in distress, people who are oppressed, have been dealing with spirits, and but a lot of times there are not specialized clergy that will be willing to deal with this, unfortunately. But it is a very real very real problem today, and I think a lot of clergy are becoming more aware of this. It's you know, been out in the open and more in the media, so it is the media is bringing more awareness to this situation.
Okay. We do have another question here from Gary online. He says, quite frankly, I don't know how you confront evil. I'm a large man of 35, and to this day can't even watch The Exorcist, let alone think about the aspect of encountering an actual demon. The thought alone scares the hell out of me. And he was wondering most, though, what drives someone such as yourself to confront such evil, and what's your scariest encounter that you've had happen? How do you deal with things like that? You know, are you ever afraid that these things might follow you home or have a personal vendetta against you?
Well, you get into this, you will get entities. It's true, you will get entities that do have a personal vendetta against you. However, myself, my personal belief, of course, is Christian, so this is how I deal with it. I deal with it through my faith. I deal with it 100% through my faith, and that's how I can actually go into these situations unafraid. It's not because I'm relying on my own power. I personally rely upon the power of Jesus Christ. Other people may take a different approach, a different aspect of it, but that's my personal protection. And speaking of things following people home, that does happen, you know, not uncommonly that something will follow somebody home. So we take precaution against that. We do special blessings against any entities following people. We make sure that we have this protection. We spend time in prayer before going into some of these situations and certainly afterwards. Make sure everybody, I do a protective blessing upon everybody who's involved in a case.
Great. That leads into a question here from Marcus Leader. He wants to know what advice you give to paranormal investigators to help protect themselves in the event that they encounter a negative energy or even, you know, worse, a demonic entity.
Personally, my personal belief from the Christian standpoint, I read Ephesians chapter 6, where it speaks of the putting on the entire armor of God, piece by piece. And I also read Psalm 91, which is a prayer of protection, things like this. However, there are other ways of protecting oneself. For example, spending time in meditation and envisioning a white light surrounding the person. Just envision a white protective light that nothing can penetrate, and this is sometimes known as the Christ light or the angelic light that will protect you. I also do call upon angelic protection too, because the opposite of angelic is the demonic. And so you realize there are demons. There are also protective angels that will accompany you and will be there to protect you. So I always call upon angelic protection as well in the name of Jesus Christ.
Okay, and for those of the people that are interested, again, you mentioned it was Ephesians chapter 6.
Ephesians chapter 6, yes.
And Psalms 91.
Psalm 91, yes.
Okay. We've got other questions coming up for you from the Internet. We'll also be taking some phone calls. Our phone lines are open at 612-375-1400. Again, that's 612-375-1400. We've got news coming up here at the top of the hour. We'll be coming back with Keith after about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. So if you have to get up and stretch your legs a little bit, it's a perfect time to do that. Keith has granted us the opportunity to come back and spend the next hour with us here to answer your questions. We've got some great questions coming up. As we mentioned, Keith, you said you'd be happy to tell us a little bit more about the unaired episode that happened from season one, which had to deal with a possession case. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Was it an entire episode that was cut out, or just one section of the episode?
It was the entire, that entire segment of the episode, that whole possession. Well,
I know a lot of episodes have two different stories usually involved. Was there two stories involved, or was it a whole
arc? There were two stories involved, and neither one was aired.
Oh, neither one, because of this?
Right.
Okay. All right, great. Well, maybe you could shed a little bit of information on it, on both stories for us.
Right.
You're going to, you know, we'll be back again, as I said, after the top of the hour here. If you have any questions for Keith, you can call us in at 612-375-1400. You're listening to the Darkness on the Edge of Town radio show. For those of you listening on the internet, you're listening at darknessradio.com, or you can also join us now by going to paranormalradioshow.com. So again, we have two different sources for you. This evening's guest from the TV show Ghost Hunters, he's a resident demonologist along with his twin brother Carl and a paranormal investigator in his own right. He'll be here to share more ideas with us about ghost hunting, about demonology and possession. Thank you very much for listening. Keep tuned to us, and we'll be back right after these words.